You are listening to Let's Chat Soon podcast. We are so excited that you're embarking on this journey with us. Let's Chat Soon is a space where we chat all things body, soul, and spirit. And how when you align all three, you unlock a full life. A healthy you is the best gift that you can give to grow the kingdom and to those you love.
Welcome back to another week's episode. I'm your host, Alexis.
And I'm Mackenzie.
Okay, so we are starting off with like a question of the week, I guess.
Just to get the like vibes flowing, you know,
juice
get into
going.
It. Yeah, exactly.
All right. I came up with this in like 0.5 seconds because I realized it was my turn and this was a thing. So my question is, would you rather be able to travel in the past or travel in the future?
My immediate, like without thinking about it, was past.
Same.
But also I like miss the heck out of my future kids.
Right. But like my thought was I would want to travel to the past. Even past, like, from when I was alive, like, I want to see the 20s, the roaring 20s. I want to see the 50s, see when my grandma was alive.
Yeah.
And then future is, like, you still get to look forward to that. So 100%. You still are going to live the future, but you'll never be able to live the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like if you go to the future, you're going to come back to your current day self and then be like, I don't want to be here. Like,
yeah.
You're going to want certain things in the future.
Yeah. And you already know what's happening. Like, that's not cool.
Or you're going to hate the future because
right?
What if you, like, obviously things change, you lose. Not to go so morbid, but you lose people and then you're like, no, I don't want the future. And you're anxious about the future.
Yeah.
Past is the right answer.
I think past. My friend was like, well, I think future, like maybe future, because maybe they would, you could figure out a time to time travel and then be able to go like back and forth whenever you want. But
I think I would only do future for the standpoint of investing.
That is very smart.
What is skyrocketed? What's XRP at? How much money do I need to put in that?
Maybe I'm going to change my answer. That. I didn't think about that.
Changing our answers, not going in the emotional way. We're fully going to be financial girls here.
I kind of love that. It's life for us.
That's hilarious. Okay, guys. Today's episode, you guys just like love a hot topic of relationships. So we had to get into this in a very us way, I guess, of taking advantage of your singleness. So we're going to dive into three different ways to take advantage of your singleness. And we hope you guys love this episode. If you do, if you love our show already, like share with a friend, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. I know we all have our friends who are slowly dying in singleness. I feel like that's been me at certain points in life where I probably needed an episode like this. So make sure to go do such. Leave us a review down below. We'd love to see it. Okay. Let's get into the episode.
Let's get into it. Okay. I'll start off with the first one because I think this is my favorite idea and concept. And that is the mindset of this could be the very last time that you are single. And so taking advantage and almost grieving that part because you could be hitched tomorrow. Like this could be the last era of you being you and having your freedom and making your own decisions and all the things.
That actually makes me want to scream.
Same. It makes you terrified.
Makes me so terrified. Because obviously, if you look back on past relationships and things, they all end in singleness.
Right.
So it's like you step into a relationship and you're like, oh, wait, this could not end. Like, this could be it.
This could be the one.
That's insane.
He could be the one. He could be every time. Hannah Montana.
Literally. And it's like, obviously, so many people who are longing for marriage are like, well, that's a good thing. It's a good thing to desire the future, the husband and whatever else. It's a good thing to want this. That is a good thing. Like the day you get your husband, that is a good thing. 100%. But so is your singleness.
So is your singleness. Like, I will miss the days. I know, like, I'll be so happy with my husband, so happy with my future kids. But these days where we're literally living together in a frat house and just like, doing whatever we want, answering to nobody, living life to our absolute fullest, like literally just actually doing whatever we decide we want to do without having to think of another human being is so freeing and so fun.
I feel like I used to always hear family friends or whatever say things of like, oh, I miss my 20s. I miss that time. And I'm like, so you hate your husband?
Yeah.
Like, no, they literally were so far off. I'm like, or I was literally so far off rather. I'm like, no, your 20s are so fun and 20s, 30s, 40s, literally whatever. Like your time of singleness is so good. And I don't think one has to be great with the other being bad. Like they're both allowed to be.
They're so different.
So special in their own ways.
Exactly.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
But I think it is really important, the point that you made of grieving your singleness, because it is so true. Things can change so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You could meet someone. You could get, okay. You could get pregnant tomorrow too. Like,
the opportunities are endless, honestly.
The opportunities are endless. Your life can change so quickly. And I think sometimes I was talking about this point with a friend who's like now trying to get pregnant. And she was like, I feel like I grieved my singleness. She's been with her fiance for a while, but she's like, I feel like I took this year to grieve singleness prior to marriage, prior to kids. And I sat in my life as a single woman, sat in my life as my body just being my own, my life being my own. And it's like, we don't really take time to grieve that and like really appreciate that, that then like the relationship comes and we're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is this and this is this. And I don't know if I'm ready for kids. I don't know if I'm ready for marriage. And we freak out the second we get in it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's okay to kind of like take that time and sit in it and be like, I'm going to grieve this, because you are giving something up in every single life change. When you meet your husband, you're giving up something like really sweet and really special.
Yeah, fully. I think it's just like about truly enjoying it too. Like you said, like the grieving aspect is just living present, like, and just being in it and taking advantage, which I think kind of leads us into our next point. If you wish.
Yeah, the second point is really just being a yes man. I think this is so important in everyday life, but I think it takes a whole new meaning in singleness, especially as people who are, I guess I'm calling us entrepreneurs, but are entrepreneurs. And there's so many opportunities for networking, for meeting new people, for so many different things. And yes, there is an aspect of relationships. And I know you guys are going to sit here and be like, well, a controlling boyfriend wouldn't do that. You can't just like jump at every opportunity with every single type of person when you're in a relationship within reason. So I think taking advantage of, oh my gosh, this random person who I met yesterday, maybe guy, girl, whatever, is inviting me here. Yes, I'm going to go and do that. Yeah. Yes, I'm going to go to this event. Yes, I'm going to go do this. You don't have to check in with anyone else. You can just go.
Yeah.
Drag a friend and say, we're going.
Exactly. And I think when you're in a relationship or like have a husband, you want to invest in them. So a lot of your time is allotted to them and like to the things in the family that you're building. So when you are single and you have so much time on your hands and so much freedom, you're able to say yes to so many different things and truly find what you like to do and are able to take those things for when you do find a relationship.
So much of me wanted to be married to my high school sweetheart. And now looking back, really with that point in mind of figuring out who I am, I am so glad I didn't end up with my high school boyfriend, because I have been able to take that time on my own. And I think almost too, you guys know I did just get out of a longer-ish relationship, took up at least the majority of 2024. I look back at that year and I'm like, I don't feel like I really grew a ton. And maybe that was it just not being a right relationship. Maybe it was the fact that I was in a relationship. Like your times in your singleness, you are able to grow so much. I feel like the last 2 months, I have grown so much. I fully started a new business within the 2 months of being single. And I'm like, wow, like that this time period is so important and so special. I'm so grateful that I have this time to figure out what I want. What are my dreams? Because in past relationships, they have put pressure on me of, you should be this, you should be this travel person, you should do whatever. And it took getting out of that relationship for my eyes to fully open again. And I was like, no, I want to do health stuff. I want to be a health coach. I want to start this business. I want to do that. And that pressure was just also so lifted of, I don't need to make money for you. I need to make money for me. And I don't need to live a life for you. I need to live a life for me. My rich life doesn't have to look like your rich life. Because I'm single and I get to decide what my own rich life is.
Yeah, 100%. I think I hear a lot of like, you need balance and there's seasons of things. So sometimes I don't think you're always needing to be out there being like, yes, I'll do this. Yes, I'll do this. You're going to burn yourself out and go crazy. And there's times where you need to really be picky with your time and where you spend it and say no to certain things and yes to other things. But I think the best thing that both of us did after our relationship was we literally said yes to everything and just figured out what we want. And I think now we're kind of slowing down and being like, okay, we're on this path. Because when you go through a breakup, it's almost like your life is so turned upside down. You're like, whoa, like who I am? Who am I? What am I doing? Like, what's going on? Like, what is my purpose even more? I don't know. That's how I felt when I got out of a relationship. But I think we took the time to just literally go, what?
You're saying we took the time. People are probably like, Mackenzie and Alexis, your breakup episode was like 5 episodes ago.
That's true. I mean, a month and a half is a long time.
January was so long, you guys.
That's
so
true.
Long. That's it was 87 facts. Days. So
But imagine a month and a half or 87 days, literally, of like saying yes to something new every single day. Like, I feel like that's what we did.
100% it was what we did. We went to so many events, capitalized on so many different things. Did not matter time or place.
Yeah.
It's like 2 a.m. We're like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Like my sleep was sacrificed for sure. But that's what my point is like there's different seasons to sacrifice different things. And I think if you're going through a breakup or like a season of singleness where you just feel in a rut, it might be time for you to just dive in and start saying yes to new opportunities.
Absolutely. And I think I've been in the boat where I'm like, oh, I've been single for 1.5 years. I'm now kind of feeling complacent in singleness. Oh, I need to get a boyfriend. No, sometimes you just need to go through another 90 days, 30 days, whatever it might be, of just saying yes to things again.
Yeah.
And truly, I swear that I'll make you fall in love with your singleness again. Mm-hmm. And I think this whole episode just being so encompassing of like, we've done now, this is our second or third episode of just trying to hone in on the fact of like, singleness is such a gift and it's so cool. And of course, you're going to go through moments where you hate your life and singleness and you're depressed seeing the family that you're obsessed with, just like worshiping Jesus behind you. And you're like, dang, I'm at church alone. That sucks. But again, me walking into church every single week alone, knowing the fact that someday we'll be walking in here with a family that is amazing and so full of life. And I'm probably going to be complaining 10 years down the road of trying to get my kids to church and get them in the car and all these different things. And I think it'll be really sweet to look back on this season of my life and be like, I went to church alone. And I'm really grateful for that time period, but also it'll help me be grateful for the future as well.
Yeah.
I spent so long longing for this and mm-hmm. I'm glad I appreciate both seasons.
Yeah. It is really sweet to just be able to look forward to something mm-hmm. too. Like, we don't know who we're going to marry one day. We don't know who our kids are going to be, what they're going to look like, what they're going to do. So it's like we are in a really sweet spot where we are still looking forward to that. And like, it's the excitement of the unknown, I guess.
Just praying for babies with blue eyes.
Oh, yeah.
We are just praying.
I'm always like upset. Like, my biggest fear is like, what if my baby's ugly? But I feel like as a mom, you never think your own baby's ugly, right?
I would hope not.
I hope not. I truly don't think any baby's ugly. Like, it could look like an alien coming out of there. And I'm like, it's the cutest thing ever.
That's actually very true.
So I think we're in the clear for that one. But yeah.
That's so funny. I think our last, we like flew through this episode. We like flew through these points. How are we on our third point?
I don't know.
Are we talking the speed of light right now, you guys?
I feel like I'm rambling.
I feel like I am too.
I was talking really fast.
Sorry if you guys just listen to this in 2x. You actually listen to it in 4x because we are just going. Also, curious, do you guys listen to podcasts in 2x or 1.5? Do you listen normally? I need to know, like, are people listening to us in 2x?
I've never done that before until you started playing your videos out loud. And
habit stacking, baby.
Some of them, though, I was like, how are you understanding anything they're saying? It takes me a minute to process. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. But I guess I have done like audiobooks on 2x speed.
I like it. I love it.
I think you were doing like 10x speed one day, though. And I was like, what is happening? We're speaking gibberish over here.
Literally gibberish. But I'll go back and I'll take notes and whatever else. And I think that's my thing, too. I listen to things twice. So yeah. I need it in 2x.
Yeah. I think I have one more little tidbit I wanted to add, but then we kind of segued in. So I guess I'll circle back.
Okay.
And that is the point you made about like, if I had married my high school boyfriend, where would I be now? And I think I was told this so many times, especially when I was going through like my broken engagement of like, time will heal, like you will see, like this was meant to be, like this is a good thing. And it is so true. Like, you're so broken at the time that it happens. And like I said before, when you're going through a breakup, it's almost like, oh, my life literally ended and I have to figure out a whole new life. But looking back, if I was married to my high school sweetheart, I'd be living in BFE, Michigan. Like, I would have never moved here. I would have never met you. I would have never started a podcast. I would have never started my business. I'd probably be working in the hospital, a job I hate, living in the middle of nowhere in the freezing cold winter. And like, that's not me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I think to take a second and like just reflect on that, even if this is your first breakup you're going through, there's probably many times where something didn't work out and then you realize why it didn't work out and you're like, oh, thank God, because now I got this.
Right.
And so I think it's just the simple fact of like, everything happens for a reason. And I literally thank God every day that I'm not married.
I think it's so cheesy to say of like, oh yeah, everything happens for a reason. But if all of us were to sit down and look at the most difficult things we've gone through in life, I would guarantee 9 things out of 10, you can sit back and be like, wow, that was the reason. And I saw a quote that was like, if my heartbreak brings me close to the Lord, let it be. Like, gladly I welcome it with open arms. It's like, that's the same, yes, for growing a relationship with God, but also just life in general. Mm-hmm. This brings me closer to who I'm supposed to be. Bring it by all means.
Yeah.
Character building, whatever.
It's such a good mindset to have. And I applaud people that take on that mindset. I was literally just talking to a friend last night. We were at dinner and he was telling me basically like his life story and just the struggles he's been through. And I'm like, I am so proud of you. Like, there are people in this world that will take those and just go down a bad path because they've had this bad thing. Like, his mom passed away. He got super sick. His dad left. Like, just bad thing after bad thing. And it's so cool to see humans like take those things and then build something crazy out of it. Like, the trajectory of his life now is just insane. And you would never think that he went through all those bad things before. So I don't know. That's always inspires me because I'm like, how?
Yeah.
I hope one day if like crazy things happen in my life that I'm able to have that mindset.
I think a lot of that mindset for me, even in the things I've gone through, has been future me or future kids or future literally audience on social media being like, all right, this story is going to help someone. And it's like, even in him telling you, his story is now inspiring you and I'm sure has inspired so many other people too. And I think that's just encouragement for people going through hard things too. The amount of breakups I've been through and the amount of times I have sent voice memos back and forth with girls on Instagram being like, I've gotten on the phone with girls before being like, all right, let's hunker down and get through this.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Your story can help so many people too.
Yeah. We live in a world where bad things unfortunately are going to happen. But
it brings us closer.
Brings us closer and it's all about your perspective.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little tangent, but anyways, do you want to bring us into our next third?
We'll round it out with, like, we touched on the fact of being a yes man. And we said we did this for about 2 months and we're just like going at it, saying yes to every opportunity. But I think one thing that has to do with it and then also has nothing to do with it at the same time is really just challenging who you are in your 20s. I'm going to talk about this in one way and then we'll shift in the opposite way. When I moved abroad 2 years ago, I moved to England. I have grown up in South Florida. I've lived most of my life here. The like work hard culture is in my DNA from growing up in South Florida. Oxford, England. Is Oxford, England. It is where they filmed Harry Potter. It is obviously where Oxford Uni is. There's a lot of that like grind cut culture, but not in the same way like South Florida is. It's more education culture. And I am not a girl who reads books. I am not a girl who likes education. And you guys are probably like, Mackenzie, yes, you are. That came out of England. Mm-hmm. I did not have that in me whatsoever. I hated school. Going and reading books was like pulling teeth for me. I did none of that. And then I moved to England. And I genuinely like thought I knew who I was. And I moved to the place, not that I was like called to, like, I feel like a lot of times people are like, oh, I'm going to move here because it fits exactly who I am. It's everything that I want. I moved to a place that was polar opposite than who I was.
Mm.
And fully it challenged every single thing that I thought I was. And I was able to unlock this whole new version of me and was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, actually, I thought I was into these things. I'm not. Or maybe I am, but not in the way I necessarily thought. I actually love education. I would have never known that had I not moved to England.
Yeah. And saying yes to something.
Right. Absolutely. And I think a lot of times our environment can drastically do that. Like, surround yourself with people who challenge who you are. Like, you think you know something about yourself, go and challenge that and whatever that looks like to you.
Mm-hmm.
You think you don't like something, go challenge that twice.
Yeah. I love that idea because what if you did marry someone and 2 years down the line, you're like, wait, I actually don't even like this person. Like, this isn't even the person I want to be around, which can totally happen.
Crazy tangent about that. Fun fact. I'm just like looping in health stuff.
Yeah.
If you're on birth control, it is like scientifically proven you like might not like the person you're dating when you come off birth control.
I've heard that.
Or married to.
Which is crazy because it messes with your hormones. So you're almost attracted to different types of people.
Okay, but if it's screwing up your hormones in an artificial way, so does everything else. Like, so does an imbalance of estrogen and whatever else.
Toxins, so, candles.
Literally. Yeah. So are we just attracted to like not the right men because we're in a toxin overload? I'm toxic right now, so I'm attracted to toxic.
Well,
T.
Yeah, we could go a full episode on that probably.
We 100% could. I'm doing the research.
Yeah, let's do it. I love my numbers.
This
so
is
I'll,
why we're
I'll
attracted to toxic men. Here's another reason to detox, you guys.
Yeah, literally.
So you do not get attracted to toxic men. Honestly, that's a selling point. Mm-hmm. Buy the detox. I'll link it below. You're welcome.
There we go.
I sold out.
Seriously. No, it's so true. It's so true.
Wow.
That's scary.
That's terrifying. Good thing we detox.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to our last episode, we literally did like 10 things and 10 ways to detox your life. So
if you want to not be attracted to toxic men, detox your body.
Yeah.
Should have made that the title of last episode. It's true. Yeah.
We can go dive deep into that one. And then I think on the opposite spectrum of that, challenging who you are is also finding the ability to say no. I think I struggle with this because I'm a people pleaser and I have severe FOMO and I want to be a part of everything and I'm scared to miss an opportunity. But as much as I said, like, yes, sometimes there's seasons of that where you need to be that yes woman or yes man person. You also need to realize that it's okay to say no to certain things that don't align with what you've already found out is fit for your life.
And I think saying no to things is actually being a yes man too.
It's a superpower. Because, for sure.
Because every single time you say no to something, or every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else.
100%.
So it's like you're still saying yes to something even when you say no.
Yeah. I think a good way to look at it is like, okay, say you're in a season of life where you need like a reboot, a reset. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Whatever it is, dive yourself into as many different things. That's being the yes man. And that's in turn finding what you truly like to do and challenging yourself in that. And then when you find, you know, your little niches, I never know how to say that. That's when you laser in and you start saying yes to only those things and no to the other things that are distractions and things that were pulling away from who you truly are and what you truly want to do and your true passions.
100%. And reevaluate those things often. Again, 12-week year, baby. Reevaluate, okay, I'm saying yes to these things in my life right now. Is that still in line with my goals?
100%.
Or are my goals for this next 12 weeks changing? And do I need to actually shift those things that I'm saying yes to? You can do that. Like, I feel like people don't understand that you can shift, like, in seasons of your life, what you're saying yes to. And that's, like, so okay. You don't have to just decide, this is my thing, I like this thing, and then go with that for the rest of your life.
You can change your mind. Hello? Oh my gosh, yes. I feel like I struggle with this because I'm like, oh, well, I'm known for this and I already like said I believe in this and I already do this. Hello, I'm literally a human being. That would go against the idea of challenging myself. You can change your mind.
Unfortunately, this is what I'm going through with traveling right now.
Yeah, that's true. Which I hate you for, but I get it. I get it.
Oh man, we won't get into that this week.
Anyways.
But I think I'm trying to get so much better at saying no too, because it's also in the same way of people pleasing. It's so hard to say no. Mm-hmm. And we're also, I'm really bad at this. I think in general, people are just really bad at this too. We say yes. And then right before an event happens, a plan happens, we're like, never mind. Sorry, I need to cancel. I want to be more the kind of person who says, no, I'm so sorry, I can't make it. Because if in that moment I'm thinking, I don't really want to go, because a lot of times, let's be honest, we're thinking,
yeah,
I don't really want to go to that. I'm going to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't make it. I'll let you know if anything changes.
Yeah. And you don't, I used to be the person that had to give this crazy excuse, be like, oh, I think that day my mom is going to get a sniffle and my cat's going to, you know, have to be taken to the vet. So like, I can't. You can simply just be like, no, I'm busy. Busy, maybe you're sitting at home. Maybe you're rejuvenating. Maybe you're rotting, but maybe you need that time to do that. And so you simply just say no.
I think saying no is so much more respectful.
Yeah.
Really.
I would way rather have a friend say either no, that's not my thing, or no, I know I won't have time for that, than tell me they're coming and then like bailing or something.
100%.
Like,
I need to get better at saying no.
Yeah. That's something I was aware of like years ago, honestly, that I would do. And it's been like, it's a hard idea to grasp, because if you are a people pleaser, you almost convince yourself that you want to do all these things too. Mm. Like, I don't think I ever have an opportunity come to me or somebody invite me to something. It's rare that I'm like, oh, I know I'm not going to want to do that. Because I'm like, yes, of course. Like, I want to come. Like, yeah, sign me up.
Can't relate.
I am fully that person. Like, I just see like the good in like every maybe opportunity. But then it will come closer to the event and I'll like learn more about it. I'm like, oh, maybe I don't want to be a part of that. Or maybe I want to do something else. Maybe I want to just, what? Maybe I want to just chill or go be with my family or hang with a friend. I don't know. I feel like I'm talking so fast.
I do too. Same. I'm like, wow, this was a 15-minute episode. Sorry we just rambled, you guys, through like everything. Again, This is what it's like to listen in 2X.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I listen and I talk in 2X, apparently, at least today. Gosh.
We're just on the go. I think that's why we're recording like mid-afternoon.
We are home together for a total of 35 minutes.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, like, we got to get this episode in.
Like, I'm about to run to Pilates in about 10 minutes. And I'm like, all right, wrap this up. Let's go. Speaking of taking advantage of things in your singleness and saying yes to the most random of things, going to Pilates.
Yeah.
I hate how Pilates sounds sometimes. I was like telling a friend I was going to Pilates this morning. They're like, oh. And I'm like,
oh, I love it. I'm like, I'm going to Pilates. I love it. It's giving like brat.
Yeah, people assume you have money if you go to Pilates.
I love it.
Guys, I'm going to like the first free class. Not actually. It was like $32 for two classes. I'm like, slow.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, just thought of this. I was talking to a friend. We were at the gym and I said something about Pilates, about my gym having Pilates. She lives in Fort Myers. Guess how much she pays for one class?
$50?
$150 for one class of Pilates. I asked her 50 times. I was like, no. Not a week, not a month. You're saying one class is $150.
In the
state of Florida. Like,
I better have a six pack walking out of there. And it better last.
I better have
180.
A soul like lifted from my body. Like,
Jesus better come down from heaven and touch me.
Exactly. What? I was baffled because I'm like, we live near Palm Beach, which is very high end, very bougie.
Even then, the classes are $50.
$50. I'm like, I've never heard of a class being $150.
What are we doing?
$50.
We need to open a Pilates studio.
We need a new Pilates studio.
Honestly, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I need to get more into Pilates and become an instructor. Once I finish health coaching, I'll get fitness certified.
I like that. I've always wanted to be fitness certified. Not to like coach or anything, just because I want the knowledge for myself.
I just want it.
Yeah.
I'm so weird with certifications, you guys. I just want everything.
You're like, kidding me. Your name at like when you're like 60 years old, it's going to be like Mackenzie Marsh. Whatever your last name is going to be. Mackenzie blank certification, like all the letters.
I'm so excited.
You're going to have every letter
add
of the alphabet.
My name. I love it. Literally so obsessed. Yeah.
So
if a guy wants me to like have letters attached to his last name and not mine, better marry me soon.
Mackenzie put on we made cupcakes this weekend, which we've talked about on the podcast before, but one of her, was it a sprinkle or a non-negotiable?
I think it was technically a sprinkle.
Okay. But it was a good last name, which I agree with.
I've had some rough ones. I've dated some rough last names. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Same.
Like, I'm too much of a somebody.
Yeah.
Have a bad last name.
I want to be famous. You think I can walk around with like some of the last names?
But like respectfully, I'm going by Mackenzie James regardless.
Which I love for you. I think that fits. I mean, I guess like people, celebrities just make up their names.
100%.
I need to find a good one for me.
I don't want people to look up my name on the internet anyways and actually be able to find me.
That's true. Undercover a little bit.
Also, like, don't look into who my husband is.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He doesn't need to be known. He's not on the internet.
He will be a secret until forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. No hard launching until there's a ring on my hand.
Oh, no. I will post.
Not see anything.
I'll post men. I'll post my friends, groups I'm with. But somebody, like, you'll never see the person I'm actually dating ever again.
Same ever again.
Can see. Well, yeah, that's also hard because maybe you post them as like a friend and it turns into something more. But I'm just saying I'll never be like, this is my boyfriend.
No.
Hello.
Yeah, well, that's so cringy.
Disgusting. Not even the engagement, I don't think. When I got engaged.
I forgot you've been engaged, so you actually know.
Yeah. I remember I was so obsessed with getting a picture to post. Like, immediately. Like, my mom's popping the champagne bottle and I'm literally like face-tuning and editing the pictures that we took like in my backyard because we didn't have like a thing or like a party or anything. But, yeah, that just goes to show the whole relationship.
Stay single, girls.
Yeah.
If this episode can teach you anything, like seriously though, like if these three tips can give you anything, it is stay single until period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stay single until.
Until you are literally swept off your feet.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna take
and you
some,
know exactly who you are and exactly what you want.
And until you do, like, don't bother dating.
Yeah. I think it's good to date and see.
Boyfriends. Dating is what I mean. Like having a boyfriend. Not necessarily like going on dates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Going on dates allows you to see who's out there, what personalities you mesh with. Mm-hmm. Mesh with? Hello? But yeah, just having a boyfriend, to have a boyfriend, if I can say anything, I've been there and I've done that. And I'm looking back at the past life I've lived and being like, who and why? And why were my eyes so narrowed on and wanting to have a boy?
And circling back to look at our lives of like, what seasons have I accomplished the most? It's never really the ones with boyfriends.
No.
It's the ones when I'm single. So again, yes, Lord willing, my husband will not be bringing those poor traits out of me. But it's like, okay, to have a boyfriend, to have a boyfriend, for what? Like, yeah. Literally for what? If I'm going to...
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. If I'm probably going to be more successful in every aspect of my life, yes, that means job and financially, but also just in joy and whatever else. Like, if that's going to fill my cup more, but I'm like lonely from time to time, respectfully, who cares?
Yeah. If my man, my future person, isn't going to pull every positive aspect out of my life, I don't want anything to do with it.
No, I'd rather be single.
I've been with people where I've changed what I want in life to fit them, to fit the idea of what we could be. And I don't necessarily, I think I needed to go through that. Like, I don't regret it. Because I do think at the end of the day, if you choose to love someone and choose to be with them, you almost do conform your ideas together because you are building a life together. So there's a difference. I'm not saying like, no, be so stuck in your ways. And when a man comes in, you're like pushing their ideas away. But your ideas and lifestyle should align if he's the right one for you.
Right. And I think a lot of that compromise, we make it happen too soon in relationships.
100%.
We start dating a guy and it's like, he's literally just a boyfriend and we're compromising and like talking about building a life together. And it's like,
within the first week,
where's the ring?
Yeah.
Where's the
marriage? The commitment?
Where's the commitment?
100%. That's why when people get out of relationships, hello me, you feel like your life is literally falling apart because you've built this whole idea on just a boyfriend.
It's the aspect of soul ties, truly.
Yeah.
Tying ourselves to these random men who weren't our husbands.
Mm-mm.
Nope. I'm good.
No, thank you. Never again.
My end for 2025. Having a boyfriend is just a boyfriend.
Exactly. Just going on a date.
Just going on a date. He's not your husband.
Nope.
You're dating him for 6 months, not your husband.
If you are making your future children an AI by his selfie and your selfie on the second date, myself, you need to stop. Stop it right now. That's disgusting. That's diabolical. That's embarrassing. Okay. That's all I needed.
That's so embarrassing. Oh, man.
Whew.
I hope that did it for you guys.
Yeah.
I hope that did it for you guys. But seriously, guys, thank you so much. I hope you guys got so much out of this episode. You guys always love our relationship topics. So I hope this one appeased you guys. And I hope it kind of pissed you off in some ways, too.
Yeah.
Truly.
Truly, respectfully.
Because I think it's needed. I think sometimes we need the kick in the butt in our singleness to get up and like
stop
grab
crying.
A hold of our, yeah, like grab a hold of your life. Your life is so cool. You don't need a guy to add to your life. Like, you are so much on your own. And surround yourself in community with like good girlfriends, like with just like good community. Focus on your relationship with the Lord. Focus on growing who you are and everything that you want out of life.
Yeah.
It's so fulfilling, mm-hmm. Truly.
Agreed. Well said.
We love it.
And we love you guys. Let's chat soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.